This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Recent colder weather has brought some ice to the area. We checked in with Cody from Bader Sports Center on the condition of the ice and some tips for staying safe out there.
We're seeing ice conditions from 6 to 8.5 inches right now. I still highly recommend using all the safety precautions, carrying your ice picks with you, using the buddy system, taking a rope with you. And obviously when you're traveling ice, no ice is safe, right? Even if it's 4 feet thick.
Absolutely.
It's still not, we still don't consider it safe. So always, always try to use the buddy system if you're going out there alone. Make sure your loved ones and family, a friend, they know where you're going, they know where you're supposed to be, they know what time you're due back. But ice conditions are improving. Today, with the warm weather, I don't see much going away. Hopefully, maybe knock down some of that snow. That's another thing, too. If ice conditions, you're seeing gray areas, try to stay away from them. Use a spud bar. Obviously, that'll give you your best indicator. If you punch through right away with a spud bar, back up and go the same way that you traveled onto the ice.
Always remember to check ice thickness, carry safety gear, and avoid going alone to keep your trip safe and enjoyable, and avoid a tragedy this season. Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Peace Center to schedule an appointment. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Senator Sarah Kieski has introduced a bill which would set criminal penalties for any person who uses artificial intelligence deepfake technology to mimic a person's voice, image, or mannerisms, and uses it to manipulate, deceive, or intimidate individuals. Here's Joanne Krulitz with more.
Senator Kieski stated, quote, "This bill addresses an issue that causes me real concern. Scams that target vulnerable individuals like our seniors and trick them into losing great sums of their personal savings. We are going through a new era where technology, particularly artificial intelligence, is rapidly advancing and always evolving. For example, people can easily be convinced they are hearing the voice of a loved one in distress on the phone, when in reality they are hearing an artificially created voice. There must be greater consequences for the bad actors perpetrating these cruel schemes on Wisconsinites. This is an issue that is increasingly hurting folks across our state and country. I hope this common sense proposal to protect Wisconsinites is something both my Democratic and Republican colleagues will support," end quote.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for unlawfully granting Canadian company Enbridge a permit for the construction of a new 41-mile section of its Line 5 oil pipeline. The pipeline would encircle the band's reservation in northern Wisconsin, endangering waters, fish, and wild rice that are culturally sacred and economically critical to tribal members. The Bad River Band, represented by Earth Justice, argues that the Corps' permit fails to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act and the Clean Water Act. Enbridge aims to reroute a section of Line 5 that has been trespassing on the band's reservation for more than a decade and faces a court-ordered shutdown deadline in June of 2026. Bad River Band Chairwoman Elizabeth Arbuckle said, quote, "For more than a decade, we have had to endure the unlawful trespass of a dangerous oil pipeline on our lands and waters. The reroute only makes matters worse. Enbridge's history is full of accidents and oil spills. If that happens here, our tribe and other communities in the Northwoods will suffer unacceptable consequences. From the Bad River to Lake Superior, our waters are the lifeblood of our reservation. They have fed and nurtured our tribe for hundreds of years. We will do everything in our power to protect them," end quote. The Corps approved the reroute project in October despite broad public opposition. Last summer, the agency received more than 150,000 comments opposing the project, including from faith groups, businesses, and health experts. Many of them point to the project's potential impacts on the Caucagan Bad River sloughs an internationally recognized wetland that harbors the largest remaining wild rice beds on the Great Lakes. Earth Justice managing attorney Gussie Lord stated, quote, this reroute will mean blasting, horizontal drilling, and trenching across hundreds of wetlands and streams. It will likely do permanent damage to the band's treaty-protected water, plants, and medicines, all for the enrichment of a foreign oil pipeline company, end quote. In May, the band presented evidence and analysis to the U.S. Army Corps detailing how the project will violate the tribe's water quality standards, which are stricter than Wisconsin's. The band's attorneys, in the latest comment letter, wrote, quote, all of these impacts to the band's water requirements and violations of its water quality standards will be caused by the Line 5 reroute. No conditions could be attached to a permit to prevent it, end quote. In a separate legal challenge, the band and environmental groups are contesting permits that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources granted Enbridge last year. Construction on the reroute cannot begin until an administrative law judge rules on that challenge.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a three-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch, the people come back every night. Three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today. We may catch a flurry or two at some point this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 30s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.